Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The weakness that kills repentance. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation 3:19-22. The church at Laodicea suffered from a bad case of the emperor's new clothes. Like that fabled emperor, their true condition was obvious to all but them. A church in the same condition is no laughing matter. Appearances can't mask reality, especially from God. But how do you correct such a situation? Charles Spurgeon offers the following suggestions for a well-dressed church. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. You may know of the faults of other people, and in watching a church, you may have observed weak points in many places. But have you wept or prayed over them? If not, you have not watched as you should for the good of your brothers and sisters, and perhaps have allowed evils to grow which ought to have been uprooted. You have been silent when you should have kindly and earnestly spoken to the offenders, or made your own example a warning. Do not judge your brother, but judge yourself. If you have any severity, use it on your own conduct and heart. We must pray to the Lord to use this remedy and make us know just where we are. We shall never get right as long as we are confident that we are so already. Self-complacency is the death of repentance. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22.
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
In the first three chapters of Revelation, seven churches received personal messages from the Lord of the church, and within a few hundred years, all seven had disappeared. Perhaps in Spurgeon's words, they were confident and self-complacent, believing that they were well-dressed already. How about you? Are you satisfied with your walk with God? More importantly, is he satisfied with your walk with him?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.